So we'll meditate. You can move up if you want. Then try to get yourself settled so that you won't have to make noise. Back straight, face relaxed. Check your forehead muscles relaxed. Check the sides of your mouth relaxed. Your lips relaxed. Check your eyelids. Eyelids, the muscles of the eyelids relaxed. Whole face relaxed. Stomach slightly clenched or stomach slightly sucked in, which releases the lower spine. Please come to your breath. Start to watch your breath. And try to count your breath. Out breath is the first half. In breath is the second half. See if you can count to 10 without thinking of something else. If you think of something else, start over again at 1. If you're very honest, I don't think you can get past 3. we'll start the traditional preliminaries to a meditation, which we'll do each day. And first you ask your heart teacher to come to this room and sit in front of you. I like to say knee to knee. You can feel the warmth of their body. Don't make them a picture. We're not inviting a photograph. We're inviting a living person. So your visualizations should cover all the senses. Can see them, their eyes blinking, chest rising and falling with the breath, smiling, happy. Can smell slight fragrance from their body. I think most important, you can feel their presence. And the first traditional preliminary to a meditation is to bow down to your teacher. The ultimate form of namaste, right, prostration, is to honor or appreciate some beautiful quality in your teacher, which is why they're your teacher. There's something about them that we would like to learn. So think of just one of the qualities of your personal teacher that you admire. And that is bowing to them. That is namaste. The second traditional preliminary to meditation is to make offering to that teacher. They don't need money or things. They would like us to practice well what they teach. So think of something you've done in the last few days that was a kindness to other people and offer that to your teacher. The next traditional preliminary to meditation is to clear our conscience so that we can concentrate, focus. So think of something in the last few days that you're not proud of, some mistake. Maybe you got angry at someone, maybe you hurt someone's feelings by saying something unkind. And think of that and admit it, and then make some small resolution not to do it in the next few days. Then think of something, another thing that you did that was good in the last few days. Something you're proud of, some good karma. Maybe it was difficult to do. And bring it to mind again. Most of us have trouble with this step. It's not that we're bad people and that we don't think enough about our mistakes. I think we don't think enough about the good things we've done. So try to develop a habit of appreciating all the good things you're doing for a long time. The people who are helping to organize this retreat, all the people who are helping as work study here, all the staff. Most of you are helping at some kind of center or school, and take a moment to appreciate what a good thing that is and what a good direction your life has taken to be doing things like that. Then take a moment to appreciate and think of the best thing you've seen someone else do in the last few days. A lot of good things being done here by people. Choose one person and think of how you appreciate what they've done. Oftentimes what comes to my own mind during this part is just someone I've seen in a store or on the street who was kind to someone else. The next traditional preliminary to meditation is to ask our teacher to teach us. Personally, I ask them to help me be what I would like to be by the evening today. So no big goal for today, just I try to ask the teacher to help me become by this evening a little bit better in something, maybe more cheerful or harder working. So that means you have to imagine what you would like to be by this evening. Imagine yourself as you would like yourself to be by this evening, and ask your teacher to help you be that today. Then the final preliminary before the meditation is to ask your teacher to stay close to you. For this life and after this life. And I'd like you to relax and stretch a little bit. And then we'll start the meditation. If you feel squished, or if you feel like you don't have enough space, there's a stage area behind those curtains. You can sit there next time you want. You can sleep there during the meditation. Nobody will know. A chair is fine for meditation, okay? I think a lot of people will meditate better in a chair. Some people roll up their yoga mat and put that under their feet, and they're in a chair, that helps. Okay, now we'll start the real meditation. Relax your face. Little bit of a smile. Lips soft. Eyelids soft. check the muscles near the crease of your eyelids. Release them. Some people, it helps to raise their eyes towards their forehead, but don't overdo it, just slightly. Some people, it helps to slightly open their eyelids. And then let the eyelids fall softly. Stomach slightly tight. Release the lower back. Pull your shoulder blades slightly towards each other. Open up your chest. You might rock forward and back just slightly and see where's the center of gravity. Then please come to your breath. Very close on your breath. Don't leave your breath. Out breath is the first half. In breath is the second half. When you start focusing on your breath, maybe your face tightens up again and then release your face. Then we'll start counting the breaths. Try to follow the breath. Exhale is first half. Inhale is second half. Count one. See if you can stay on your breath and not think about other things. Try to count to 10 breaths without thinking of something. Try to be really quiet and still for others. Try not to move or make any noise. If you have a runny nose and it drips, it's okay. It's not going to hurt you. But if you make noise, you might disturb someone else. If you have a runny nose, you can breathe through your mouth and let the nose run. Now we'll start a short present moment meditation. Jesu Michi Dunmi Su. Take a small piece of your mind from the back of your head. Let it step back into space behind your skull, behind the back of your head. And with that small piece of your mind, watch the rest of your mind. Don't try to control it. Don't judge it. Just observe. So there's really two things you're watching. You're watching your own mind, and you're watching it listen to its thoughts. You are observing the main part of your mind, listening to its thoughts, and don't try to do anything else. Just try to focus on the main part of your mind, listening to its thoughts. Now I'd like you to evaluate those thoughts. Some will be about something in the future, something which is to come. It could be lunch or yoga today. It could be when you get back home. Some thoughts will be about the past. Oftentimes a problem we've had with a boss or ex-partner. Some will be just random thoughts flashing into the mind about the present. So I'd like you to observe the mind. Which kind of thoughts are more frequent this morning? It'll change from day to day, and there'll be a mix of thoughts, but which are more frequent, thoughts about the future or thoughts about the past, or just random flashes of thoughts? And I'd like you to imagine that you're going to block future thoughts. You're going to place a small wall in front of your forehead. It will be made of glass bricks, translucent, not transparent. You can't see through them, but they let through light and they block thoughts about the future. So as you're listening to thoughts in your mind, if a thought starts to come up about something that's going to happen after this moment, then block it. Don't let it come into the mind. Keep it outside with the wall. Thoughts of past and present? Okay. No thoughts about the future. Now quickly another wall behind your back of your head, translucent, blocking thoughts of the past. Then force your mind to be obedient and to stay in the present moment and this space, this room, this retreat, this group of fellow spiritual seekers, and force your mind to be here today, this morning, in this room. Stay here. Just be aware of being sitting on your cushion in this room. No thoughts about later, no thoughts about before. Force your mind. It's like a wild horse. Force it. Grab it. Demand that it be here, now, in this room, with these people. When the mind slips away, the mind is very tricky, subtle. Try to go under the wall, over the wall, force it back, bring it back to this room. See if you can turn the coercion into relaxation. Can you keep the mind here in this room by being deeply contented to be in this room rather than fighting with the mind? Is it enough to be in this room now? Is it enough to be quiet right now? Be here. And try to see if you can find a place of relaxation to be here. Surrender. Then come back to your breath. Watch your breath for just a few breaths. Then you can slowly open your eyes and take a stretch. Then we'll keep doing that. You can turn the lights on. Yeah. I think there's a light behind your head there. Okay. We'll try to do, I mean, the first meditation in the morning when you're fresh, you can make it a little longer. And then after that, I think short ones are best. Okay.